Blog Talk Radio.
Listening to You Small Radio, sharing the lives and passions of others to inspire yours, with Leslie Federici. Hey, everyone, it's Leslie Federici with 30 Amazing Minutes. I can't believe it's another Thursday. Anyway, hope you're all well. If you're listening to the show, please write your comment below. I would love to hear your feedback. And today's going to be a really interesting conversation. If you've ever felt lost, or have questioned your mission in life or what your passion is and have struggled with how to find it, today is the call for you to be listening into, because I have with me Dr. Adam What's my mission, Adam?
Oh, just to be able to spell check, you'll be in good shape. Not a problem.
To see clearly.
Oh, you gotta laugh. That's your mission.
Well, I certainly do a lot of that. I have with me Dr. Adam Scheck. Oh, my goodness. I've known you for a couple of years, and I botched your name already.
What are you gonna do?
welcome. I'm so glad you're here.
Thanks so much. It's a pleasure to reconnect with you. We've been internet buddies for a long time, since the teleseminar secret days, I think.
Yeah, I know. It's going back like a couple years, two or three, I think, right?
I'm thinking maybe four or five, but
it's quite possible.
It's true. Time just flies in real time versus internet time. But I'm glad to be here and support your radio show and share my latest and greatest with your listeners.
Well, I want to backtrack a little bit, because when I first met you, you were known as the passion doctor, right?
So, absolutely true.
And you're a licensed psychologist. And how did you make the switch from doing that to doing your mission work now, which we'll get into more detail? I'm
sure.
Just always curious about how people journey through their lives.
It's true, and that I am as well, which is why I'm really enjoy supporting people in their journey, in their life purpose, in their mission. I'm still the passion doctor. I'm still doing that work too. That I became in my early 30s. I changed careers, and we can talk about that as well, which is that was my journey to mission. But I became a psychologist, and a big part of my focus has always been in connecting people to their passion. And for most people, that seems to be around, or for many people, around relationship issues, around commitment, around partnership. And I specialized in bringing the passion back to committed couples who loved each other and yet disconnected from that. They lost the spark somewhere. They forgot how to be lovers as well as friends. They forgot how to have passion in their lives, not just a physical sexual passion, but just that emotional passion and intimacy. So I bring that 20 plus years of working with couples and singles in passion as well. And I still love doing that work. And I continue to do it on my other website, thepassiondoctor.com. But now that I'm in the second half of my life, or maybe further along than that, the concept of mission and of life purpose has really been calling strongly to me. And I look that I've really been fortunate that I was able to change gears, change careers in my life, and be in a field, a profession that I love, that supports people, that has value and meaning to me and to them. So I started to look at how can I take my work as a psychologist over the last few decades and see that ultimately it's been about connecting my clients, whether they're individuals or couples, to their passion, to their purpose. And that's when I started creating OwnYourMission.com and created coaching programs that draw on my psychological experience, of course, as well as my engineering background to create something that can help people systematically connect to their life purpose, to really get that part and remove the blocks on the way. So that's the short story on that. We can talk in more detail, of course.
Yeah. Well, wait, did I hear you say engineering?
Yes, yes.
Do you mean that literally, that you have an engineering background as well?
I mean it totally, absolutely. You know,
wow.
Engineering came first. My path really to this started, when I was five, I decided I'd be an engineer. And, you know, I liked to build things. I was curious about the way things worked physically, you know, Tinker Toys, Lincoln Logs, that kind of thing, Erector sets. And,
right.
And I'm assuming they still make those around. My daughter's 20 now, so I don't know if they're more high-tech toys. But, you know, the real reason I decided to be an engineer, though, was because my older cousin was an engineer, and he was working on submarines in Spain, and that seemed like a really cool thing to me. You know, that seemed really cool to do, but there was no deeper reason, and there's no real guidance from my family on career prospects, which is probably part of why I became a psychologist ultimately. So, you know, to be a good psychologist, you can't have a happy childhood. That's just the truth of it.
Oh,
you know, it's not to blame anyone, because everybody likes the cliche of blaming your mother, but at some point you have to take responsibility for where you're at and make something of it. So I became an engineer. I went to the finest engineering school in the world, and I was an engineer for 10 years, but I was miserable. I was totally miserable being an engineer, but I made a lot of money. I was responsible for, you know, tens of millions of dollars of engineering projects, and, you know, I could buy a few toys that were fun, but I really was miserable because being an engineer wasn't my mission. My insides and my outsides, they just didn't match up, and you know, my soul was paying the price for it.
Huh.
And that's, you know, that's when I started to look through a series of, you know, events in my life, some of them very painful, but I began to look, you know. None of us make a change unless there's a compelling reason, and usually pain is a great compelling reason, and most of us are motivated more by that than seeking pleasure, unfortunately.
Yeah.
And, you know, I got into the career I wanted to get into. I've been doing it for almost 25 years now. I love it. And I followed my passion. I'm living that now. I'm walking that talk, which is why I'm so excited to share, you know, part of what I did and my strategies, methods to help others, because other people are in that same boat, whether they're younger people just starting their lives, recognizing that even a college education doesn't guarantee you're going to be successful, or you're going to be doing what you want to be doing,
right?
Or people later in life, like myself, or others.
I'm with you.
We're all like that, you know. It's like, what do I want to be when I grow up? How can I be? And, you know, how can I fully follow my passion? Because whether I'm financially successful at it or not, I still have to live with myself. And being true to myself is so much, in my judgment, at least, superior to, I should have done that, I could have done that, I wish I'd done that. It's like, we owe it to ourselves to move forward and take those steps. And it's so hard to take those steps. I mean, you know, I don't miss my career as an engineer. I miss my 401k a little bit, but the rest of it, I have no regrets. But taking that step is terrifying without support.
Very difficult.
Yeah.
Do you find nowadays, because you and I are about the same age, I think, and growing up, you know, there was a lot of emphasis on college and, you know, going into a particular discipline and all that stuff. And now, do you find in this day and age that there's more and more people breaking away from that and more willing and accepting to follow their hearts, but they just don't know how to get there?
Well,
unless,
I think there's
of the discipline.
Well, there's two questions there. One is college, or what I'm hearing is college a path that everyone needs to take to get to their mission, to their raison d'etre, to their life purpose? And I don't know. I think in some ways there's still that belief system in our society. It used to be you have to at least get a high school education, and then it became you have to get a college education. And kids with college educations are frustrated because there's still such high unemployment.
Yeah.
So it's not a given. I think the college experience gives people a sense of discipline. And that sense of discipline of actually showing up and having to do something for 2 years or 4 years or whatever it is very powerful. My daughter, who's going to be 20 this year, chose, instead of going straight to college, to go into the Air Force.
Mm-hmm.
And for her, I think it was the most, in my generation at least, none of my cousins or you know, family were in the service. I was born I just missed Vietnam by about 6 months in years of being drafted. But it was different. It was a different paradigm, and I thought about it. Her mother thought about it, and ultimately we gave her our blessing. And it was the best thing for her to have the discipline, just to see her go through boot camp, the 8 weeks. I'm envious almost. It's like to have that discipline. She was a different woman when she came out of that. She felt some of her inner resources and strength. So it was a great thing. And at this point, she's been in almost 2 years. She's completed almost all of the requirements for an AA degree, and then she'll be finishing her bachelor's degree in the Air Force.
Yeah.
So, you know, not everyone has to do college immediately or at all. And again, you know, I'm not here to promote the service or this or that, but we have options. And to explore our options, to know what we want, to have someone help us. You know, when I was a kid, no one said, what do you want to do with your life? How do you want to be? What's important? What are your values? What are your gifts? And explore those kind of things.
So with the people that, you know, if you read a lot of things on the internet, there's so many questions about that, finding your mm-hmm. bliss and your passion and your mission. And how do you go about helping someone to discover that? Because it almost seems like an intangible thing. Yeah, go ahead.
I don't think it's that intangible, to be honest. I mean, and of course, I reverse engineered it from what I did and how I discovered it. But to me, I believe that there are four components to mission, to that purpose. And I like to call it mission just because it has more power to it. Mission really, you know, to me is a verb in that way. There's an action. It has an active piece. There are four pieces to mission. The first are your gifts and talents, what you're good at, because I disagree with that saying, do what you love, the money will follow.
Right.
That may or may not be true. Do what you're good at, and the money will follow. There's no question about that. Do what you love, and you'll be happier. But do what you're good at, and the money will follow. And it is possible to do both. So you need to identify your gifts and talents. What are your skills? What were you born able to do? You need to understand your own internal values, what the priorities of those values are for you, what's important to you, what you value. You know, it's important to understand that, because if your values aren't consistent with your mission, you're not going to support it. Our values are what filter what we do in our lives. So your gifts and your talents, your values. Next is your passion, because finding your mission, discovering your life purpose, uncovering that doesn't mean it's going to drop into your lap. You're going to have to work at it. You're going to have to push through your own discomfort at times to have that. So you need to have passion as the fuel. If you're passionate about that mission, you'll be able to move forward all of the roadblocks that exist. So gifts and talents, values, passion, and finally, your contribution to the world, your calling, is what others might call that. And I think, I don't want to get too spiritual or airy-fairy on you, but to me, I have no doubt that everyone is born here in the world for a purpose, to make some difference in something. Nobody can be who you are. Nobody can be have the gifts and talents that you have. Nobody can be a better you than you can be. So a big part of the work is, what's your role to play on the planet? What's your contribution? What's the service that you can provide that and share that nobody else can, the way that you do it? So that's important. And that may be about career. It may not. It may be vocation. It may be avocation. And it's not about size or scale. Not everyone's mission is to, you know, be president of the United States and make global changes in this, that, or the other. It might be a small, relatively appearing contribution, and yet everybody's here for some reason. You know, no drop of water is more important than any other drop of water in the ocean, or no snowflake is any better or worse. We're all here to do something. So those are the four pieces.
So how does one journey through? Because I know I ask myself that question a lot, like, what am I here for? And, you know, I don't know if you know this about me, but I'm partially blind. And I didn't ask for that.
Nope.
It just happened, you know, but it totally changed my life in a different direction. And many times I catch myself thinking, you know, why has this happened? Not like a why me, you know, like, mm-hmm. you know, oh my gosh, why me? Because I've gotten over that.
Right.
But, you know, things happen to people and they just wonder, like, why would this happen? Or what's the purpose in this happening? You know, and, you know, I firmly believe that things happen and you learn from them, but I'm not quite sure what the purpose is. Is the purpose, do you think, to learn something from whatever that is that happens, or what are your thoughts on that?
Well, it's there are two questions there again, too. One was, how do you go about doing all this? And I've written a special report, The Secrets to Owning Your Mission, that's available at the www.ownyourmission.com website if you want to get a little more involved in the details of the strategies of going through those four pieces of the puzzle. In terms of your question of purpose, finding the meaning, it's one of those deep existential issues that has plagued humanity from the get-go. And to me, either there's an intrinsic meaning, purpose behind things, as if there's this huge grand scheme of things and it's there, or there isn't. And if there is an intrinsic purpose, then our work is to discover it. If there's not an intrinsic purpose, and that's just as valid a hypothesis as the other, then the meaning to whatever happens is the meaning that you choose to give to it. And that certainly has an empowering place, too. You can choose to, one meaning is, I'm going to choose to take everything as a lesson. This happened to me so that I can learn something. That's a great one. It's very empowering. It's very valid. You know, there's no authority in the sky writing saying, this is what you're supposed to do with it. You can choose to learn from it. You can choose to teach from it. You can choose to, you know, I had this happen to me, and I am going to use it to help other people where something's happened. And you can be a role model to support others in going through the things that we all go through. I think as a therapist, that's a big part of what I do, is I want people to have a better, more meaningful, passionate, happy life than I had growing up. And again, I'm at 55. I don't need to blame my mother, father, whatever anymore. And yet, it took me a long time to transcend many of those events. So it's to empower people. So I agree with you. You can take what's happened to you and learn from it. And then some people may just be protected. They just defend from it and go into a different place. It's a choice. It's not the most empowering choice. And with support from caring others, we can get out of some of that internal part and look to see how we can contribute to others in that way. And again, that's a big chunk of what makes life fulfilling, getting out of our own little worlds and sharing worlds with others.
So how does one, if they've found their purpose, how do they know that they found it? Is it something that they go by feeling or by behavioral changes, or?
I think it's a combination. I think there's a body knowing in your body when you come up with something. And again, your mission may vary through your life and your life cycle. It may change. I think we have an overarching life purpose. We're here for some larger purpose, and yet it may express itself in different temporal ways. For some periods of time, the purpose is to create family. That's that's a great mission, and yet that's perhaps not the only mission. That's one aspect of it. My purpose may be to transform pain and suffering into love. That can show up as family. That can show up in career. That can show up as volunteering at a homeless shelter. There's no shortage of ways to do that. It's like my mission at this point is different than it was certainly 20, 30 years ago. But now my mission really is to create a world of passion and purpose, to create a world of passion and purpose by using my gifts and talents to empower and to mentor others in owning their mission and having fun on the way. Having fun on the way is an important one to me in that too, because it doesn't have to be this serious, horrible, dragging, teeth-pulling experience. If it's not fun, I really don't do it a lot anymore, to be honest.
Go ahead. Yeah.
So you have to bring a sense of humor to it, too, or I have to in that, because the life of a psychologist is way too serious if we don't laugh about it. That's just my judgment on it.
Well, humor is a very healing and insightful thing to do, I think. Humor is
absolutely good.
So if someone were interested in talking with you about what we're talking about, finding mission and the mission in one's life and purpose, just share again how they would get a hold of you. And then do you also offer counseling, coaching?
Absolutely. All of the above. If you want to find me, you can always ask Leslie. But if you go to my website, ownyourmission.com, O-W-N, your, mission.com, I'm offering a free special report, The Secrets to Owning Your Mission. You can download there. You just become a free member on the site, as well as a 30-minute introductory mission session with you where we can explore some of the items I talked about, your gifts and talents, your values and the rest, to see, to get you started on that. I also have an ebook, and I also do coaching by phone and by Skype. If you're in Los Angeles where I am, I'm happy to work with you face-to-face, but I've worked with people all around the country and a few around the world. So I'm here to help and support that purpose to get you started, and the website shares a lot more about that and what we've talked about. And that's probably enough information. We don't want to overwhelm anyone. Too many websites, too many addresses, too many things. ownyourmission.com.
You've got to say it really quick because the attention span is just so short. Well, it's fascinating work because I honor it greatly. Because the bottom line, I think, is happiness and being happy with yourself and loving yourself and no matter what it is. And I think that's what's become more important today than ever before.
Absolutely. It's got to come from within, because you can't trust that anything from without will be consistent. Everything changes. Everything ends at some point. So the only thing we can count on is our own experience and being able to master our emotions and our own life.
Yeah, and I also love what you said about, you know, the mission changes. It doesn't have to, you know, stay the same for centuries, you know.
It can
change, you know, because your life is always changing. And as you said, in the, you know, being in the 50s, that's a big change, because now the, you know, the direction of your life, I think, changes from, let's say, from someone who's very young.
Absolutely. We've established some kind of life there. It may not be exactly what we want, or it may be, and yet most likely we have less time forward than we've had behind, and it's really to look at that and another existential issue. And again, I don't want to get morbid on anyone, but it's just facing how to have that day, how today can be the best day, and really feel that passion now and smile about it and share it,
and
purposeful. I mean, the truth is, people that have a purpose in life live longer, healthier lives as well. So you can to connect to what you're here for, and it doesn't have to come from the outside. You can decide. My work is to help people connect to what is true for them.
So I can't believe that our time is almost up.
Wow.
That goes quick, I tell you, Dr. Adam Scheck.
Mm-hmm. Ownyourmission.com. Squeeze
yes,
it in before we get cut off.
I know. So send a message out to everyone of what you would like to let them know.
Life can be really an incredible experience. You can connect to what is there for you. Again, your mission is co-created. It's you and the rest of the world, the rest of the universe, the rest of the whatever you call it. You're co-creating that here to be part of something bigger than yourself. And that's what's fulfilling. That's what's purposeful. And
that's
I'm here to support that.
Mm-hmm. We're all connected, aren't we?
Yeah, I absolutely own that. And owning your mission is to know your mission, to take care of the blocks to your mission, and to live it on a daily basis.
Hmm. Very inspiring. It was wonderful having you here today. I really, really appreciate it, even though I messed up your name, even though I've known you for years and messed up your name.
That's the least of anyone's worries there. Any PR is good PR, so.
PR with some humor.
Absolutely.
Oh, thank you for being here, Adam. I really, really appreciate it.
My pleasure. I look forward to connecting with you more in the future and hopefully hearing from some of your listeners.
I hope so, too, and we'll have you back again because I think this is a great conversation and we could do more. So, on that note, it's best to say au revoir because we're about to get cut off.
Great. Then I thank you, and I look forward to the next time.
All righty. Thanks, Adam. Thank you.
Take care.
That was Dr. Adam Scheck, everybody, with a very inspiring conversation about
you've been listening to You Smile Radio with Leslie Federici. Now, go be amazing.
Go be amazing, and talk to you again. Bye.